It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of goodness and light and prosperity and joy and all the other things that you want in life. That's why I'm here, to help you with this daily podcast. And today we're talking about the most important commodity in the entire world. And I know that many of you are thinking, yes, it's money. Well, no, it's not money. It could be money, but it isn't. The proper use of the most important commodity in the entire world will change your life. Seriously, big time. And the improper use will cause you pain and will cause you to not attract the things that you want in life, the kind of relationships you want, the kind of love you want to feel, the kind of joy you want to experience, the kind of money you want to make, the kind of things you want to own, the kind of health you want to have. Yes, the most important commodity in the entire world is time. You see, time is finite. You can earn more money, but you can't earn more time. Whatever time you have is what you have. And so understanding that you live in a time-space continuum, that you are truly a timeless being, intimately connected with divine source, but living in a time-space continuum. During that period, you have a finite amount of time. So, really, when you think about it, if you have powerful and strong outcomes that you want in your life, goals that you want to achieve, intentions, if you have strong desires to accomplish something, to leave a legacy, then it's absolutely critical that you use time to your advantage and not allow time to beat you into a disadvantage. Look, friends, this is important. None of us are guaranteed anything. We're not guaranteed another minute, another hour, another day. So everything we do with a presupposition that we're going to have some time. But there's no way to guarantee it. What you can do is use the time you are given to its maximum potential. That's important. Set your intentions and your goals as if time were running out. In other words, apply this philosophy that time is running out and I want to leave a legacy. And therefore, I must fully apply myself and use time to my advantage, whatever time I have. Time is running out. But that doesn't mean you need to get weirded out. It just means you need to get serious about your use of time. Remember, you are a timeless being in a time-space matrix. You're here because in the reality of time, as a timeless being outside the reality of time, there is no friction. And therefore, there is no learning. There is no testing. There is no growing. There is no developing because there is no friction, because there is no time, because there is no space. It's only in this environment that we begin to receive friction, gravity, challenges. And you know, and I know, that there are some things in this world that will challenge you right up to the wall. But that's how you get stronger. And that's what the universe is providing you. As a matter of fact, that's the only guarantee that the universe gives, that it will challenge you and that it will provide you an opportunity to grow and develop and to maximize yourself. Next, your happiness depends on your ability to manage your time. Look, when you don't manage your time properly and you let time slip away, you lose all kinds of really important opportunities because you just pissed away your time. And I just said it the way it is. Stop wasting time. When you find yourself engaged in non-productive habits, find ways to engage in productive habits. Or at least acknowledge that for 5 minutes, I'm going to be totally non-productive and just have fun doing it. And that's my use of time. But don't let the lack of control of time sneak up on you and then find that there were a whole lot of things that you wanted to do. The time to make your bucket list isn't when you're ready to kick the bucket. The time to make your bucket list is, I say, right about the time you graduate from high school. Maybe even a year earlier or so, maybe in your senior year. That's the time to really start making your bucket list, and you should be adding on to it all the time. Next, what you achieve in life depends on your use of time. You have a limited amount of time, therefore, you have a limited amount of actions. And remember, there is no attraction without action. So action always brings some form of attraction. I like to use the symbol of the pentagram. The top point being spirit, the bottom two points are passion and my passions and my physical body and my finances, and then there's my intellect and my emotional life. And it's important that I allocate some time for each point of that pentagram, because if I don't, I'm going to become very imbalanced and very unhappy. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. We've been doing this since 2009, and we're going to continue. We have well over 1 million listens, and we want to thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate your subscription. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit our website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And when you visit that website, you're going to see all kinds of resources, all kinds of things. And if you haven't been there, if you've been there earlier and you haven't been there in a while, we keep adding. There's new stuff that's being added to the website on a regular basis. This is your website for success coaching. This is your website for law of attraction information, for empowerment information. And we're here to serve you. So if you want to save your marriage, If you want to bring that lover back, if you want to increase your business, if you want to double your income or more, if you want to make a lot of money, if you want to start a business, why not claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching? You can write me a letter or you can simply fill out the form. We'll get back to you. And we do apologize if we're slow getting back. We've been very busy. And hey, you know, it's first come, first serve, but we also look at the priorities. If your situation is serious and grave, we will get to you sooner. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Your relationships depend on your use of time. What is your focus? Where is your focus? When they quizzed people who were lying on their deathbed and knew that they were going to die, and they said, what's the most important thing that you wish you would have had more emphasis on in your life? Nobody said, I wish I would have made more money. Nobody said, I wish I would have spent more time away from home at the office. But almost everyone said, I wish I would have spent more time loving. Love is the number one priority of your life. And if it isn't, let's make it that right now. Next, think about this. The present moment is all you have. Yesterday, it's a dream. It's gone. It's just, you know, it's, what is it? It's memories in your brain. That's all it is. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow, it's a long ways off, but right now is what you have. So maximize your time. Maximize this moment. Yes, it's good to plan. Yes, it's good to set goals. But if you've listened to this podcast, you understand that I believe in daily goal setting. Maximize the moment. You know, what's the saying? Carpe diem? Seize the moment. People will try to steal your time. All kinds of people will try to, can I get 5 minutes of your time? Can I get 10 minutes of your time? You're my good friend. Can I talk to you? They want your time. But more importantly, they're there to test your resolve for your goals and dreams. You're not going to achieve your dreams or your goals by spending time chatterboxing with your friends. You make a decision. Chatterboxing or working on your goals. Events will try to rob you of your time. All of a sudden you have 5 or 6 things planned out and you're moving forward, and then all of a sudden all kinds of events come up. And I'm not talking about important events. I'm talking about events that are designed to rob you of your time and your energy. Don't allow events or people to vampire your time away from you. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, and I want to remind you that you are a timeless being. You are here for a short time in the time-space continuum. And I believe you can do marvelous, incredible, wonderful, empowering things with your life. It doesn't make any difference if you are 15 years old or 50 or whatever age you are. You are just beginning today. Make this the first day on a new journey, the first step on a new path. Take control of your time. Take control of your life. Well, listen, we're out of time, aren't we? There we go. Time has slipped away, but it wasn't a waste of time. It was important because I was with you And hopefully you were learning something special. And if you learned something good, if you felt empowered, pass it on, pay it forward, do something good for somebody. We always appreciate it. And, well, this is Robert Zenk signing off. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good day. Bye-bye.